Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In this week's episode, we talk about all the latest pop culture drama. We pick out baby names for Louis Tomlinson. We discuss our VMA conspiracy theories. We dive deep into Ariana Grande's Donut Gate. And we tell all babies to shut the fuck up. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Binge by Tyler Oakley, which is my book. You should get. It's 50% off right now. TylerOakleyBook.com. It's all the stories I've never told. Here's a little preview. If you've ever asked me a question in a Q&A slay, and it seems like I've avoided that question, I answer that question in the book. If you've ever needed to know the truth, just go to TylerOakleyBook.com. That's all. Okay, let's do this episode.
Stop. Now you want to whisper into the microphone.
Hello, Corey.
Stop it.
Corey, hello.
Hello. You want to talk about why your bangs are down?
Corey.
Tyler.
Corey, good night to you.
Paint a picture for the listeners.
My bangs are down for the girls.
Bangs down for the girls.
What is that?
I've had
Wait,
one of those
that?
Weekends before.
When you leave your bangs down?
Bangs
well, I
down
was on
for
a phone
the girls.
Call. I was on a phone call this morning. You know, it was a 9 a.m. phone call, which who does that? And honestly, I didn't have time to do my hair because I had just gotten back from a run and then I showered and then I was like
wow.
on the call and my hair was, I had a fan right in front of me because you know when you get back from a run,
yeah.
you're sweaty, but you just took a shower and you're still kind of sweatying, you know, because your body's still
heated up.
So I was like literally sitting in front of a fan and then I was on my call and I was like, oh my God, wait, time has already passed and my hair is already dry and it's already down. And so like I have to style my hair when it's still a little damp
oh.
to go up.
Wow.
So thus... bangs today. She's got bangs.
Oh my God.
That girl could use some bangs.
Have you ever braided your bangs?
No, but will you braid my bangs today? Will you?
Yeah.
Can you braid well?
I'm an excellent braider.
Truly?
Yes. I took a braiding class in college.
I find that suspicious because you don't have any sisters.
And boys can't braid. Don't gender my turtles.
Did your brothers ever grow out their hair?
Both of my brothers have long hair.
But when you were growing
and
up.
And they don't
and did you
care.
Ever braid them?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Don't lie to me.
My brother had
I'm going to call Danette right now.
My brother, Jordy, had a fashion mullet with a rat tail.
What was your worst haircut you've ever had?
Bowl cut.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I was going to say your worst haircut you've ever had is right now. You, it's the one you have right now. Oh, dragged.
What?
What?
So wait. Did you, when you got bowl cuts
yeah.
growing up, did you call it a bowl cut?
Because
you
know
when we went and got our haircuts at Meijer.
I think it was, no, I went to the Jackson Mall, right by the hippopotamus, the tin hippopotamus.
The Westwood Mall?
Yes, I would go, no, not the Westwood Mall.
That's where the hippo is.
They changed that name. It used
You're
to be
thinking
called,
of the Paca Plaza.
The Paca Plaza.
That's not
no,
the
no,
one
no,
with
no,
the
no,
hippo.
No, 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 no. I would go to the one with the hippo, and I would go get my haircut right there next to the hippo.
You know what's across
and
from that?
And I would
that?
Just cry and cry. Oh, the pretzel place.
Yeah.
But they got rid of it.
Mm. Yeah. No, they got yes, rid of the pretzel
did.
Place?
Yes, they did.
I thought you were going to say a Medawar Jewelers was across.
Oh, Medawar Jewelers.
And in Jackson.
Shout out to Medawar Jewelers, today's sponsor. Do we have a sponsor today?
No.
Well, they are it today. No. Medawar Jewelers in Jackson and in Frandor.
Yeah. I hate you. Wait.
And I think Lansing. I think they have a Lansing location.
Yeah, they do. They have
wow.
it all.
Wow. Medawar Jewelers, if you need a jewel.
They got that
rubies.
Pandora bracelet.
What's your birthstone?
Oh, it's an aquamarine, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure what mine is.
Ours is the same, you idiot.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an aquamarine. You're correct. You know, the only reason why I kind of knew it was an aquamarine.
It's because your mom's tattoo on
uh-huh.
her cankle.
Uh-huh. My mom's cankle tattoo is just jewels of all of her children.
It's not. It's flowers.
It's just kind of like a witch thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's flower jewels.
She
each flower is the color of the birthstone of the child.
Calls you her flower.
I'm her aquamarine.
Are you?
I am.
Isn't that a Disney movie also?
Aquamarine? No, Corey. Corey,
speaking
did we have
of
a
which,
subject for today?
Yeah, girl.
What is it?
It's drama.
Drama? Speaking of the hippopotamus, and all of the drama that comes with it.
Real quick.
You know, I gotta say, what?
You know that hippopotamus for Christmas song?
I want the hippopotamus for Christmas.
Would you ever want one?
No.
Okay, good answer.
I actually kind of, because that would be enough meat till June. You could slice it up, peel it in
a hippo?
Freezer.
I think
are
that'd
they
be
endangered?
More...
God, somebody's going to come for me. I hate... let me eat a hippo. Hippo endangered.
I don't think you want to eat a hippo. Wait, isn't a hippo a cousin of a pig?
Gosh dang it. Hippos are endangered.
Then you can't have it.
You're gonna they're have in its... danger of extinction because an increase in hunters seeking their teeth and their meat. Me! Literally me!
You want their teeth to replace your own dead teeth.
Oh my god, my teeth aren't dead, Corey!
When are you going to tell everyone that you have dentures?
I don't!
Prove it.
I will say, there are some YouTubers that I know with fake teeth.
Spill that tea.
That TH was for me.
Who has a fake tooth?
I'm not going to tell you.
So you're lying.
Dan Howell recently tweeted, "Never trust anybody who tells you other people's secrets." Or something. I don't know what it
really?
Was. I was like, ooh, good tweet. 20,000 retweets for a reason. But I was like, who are you coming for? But honestly, I was like, kind of true, kind
of
true.
Speaking of teeth.
Yeah, show me your teeth.
Which you need for eating.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, show me your teeth like the Lady Gaga song?
Yeah.
So
I would
speaking
say,
of Lady Gaga.
Let's go through Lady Gaga's Fame Monster album and say which songs needed a little bit more time in the studio. I would say teeth.
I love teeth.
Teeth, it just seems like they were halfway done with the day and then they went and smoked a joint.
No.
They were like, we gotta go.
Teeth seems to me like
they
somebody
never wrote a chorus.
Binge watched True Blood.
Binge by Tyler Oakley, available on Amazon.com.
Binge watched True Blood and then was like, yo, they need a new intro for this
show. It's like they needed a new promo commercial song. Yeah.
And they actually did.
Did they? Did they use that song?
I don't know.
You know, I recently opened in a P.O. Box video a toothbrush that plays Teeth.
I know.
Cool.
I was there.
I'm glad you're on the same page as me.
Yeah. Speaking of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
No VMA nominations this year.
Oh, my God. I was so hashtag furious. I literally opened the VMA nominations.
Command F.
I didn't even scroll.
For Katy Perry.
All I did was Command F. Gaga, nothing. Troy, nothing. So I was uninterested.
You know who else got nothing?
Who?
Katy.
It's a sad day in this studio.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry.
I'm just gonna cry. I'm gonna cry on this stage.
Tears are gonna fall.
Tears.
Did you hear Miley is hosting?
Yeah, speaking of.
Do you think she's gonna.
Tears are gonna fall.
Do you think she's gonna perform a new song?
She will perform a new song. She will do a duet. Here are my predictions. She'll do a duet with an icon of music.
Okay, it's not the Grammys, it's the VMAs.
She'll do a. I'm not saying an icon of music.
Like Tony Bennett?
Yes. No, she'll do a Dolly Parton duet or something.
With who?
Dolly Parton.
Okay, this isn't the Grammys.
Well,
this is the VMAs.
Dolly Parton comes out. No, she'll do something. She'll do some skits, I'm sure. She'll ride a big hot dog out on stage.
Oh my god. Is she still doing that?
I don't know. But have you ever seen Miley in concert?
No. Have you?
No. I went to that
thing with her and
thing.
Madonna.
Yeah, the unplugged thing. And she was actually pretty good and personable.
And unplugged.
Have you ever seen her happy hippie session with Ariana Grande?
No.
Oh my god, it's so good. I'll put it on your wall.
Please do.
It's so good. They sing, what's that one song? Ariana, Miley.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They sing, Don't Dream It's Over.
Hey now. Hey
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's so good. They
Miley
both sound incredible.
And Ariana.
And they're in onesies. They're coming for the slumber party tour. Mm.
Before we move on to Ariana.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about at least just like the video of the year?
Oh, yeah. Who's up?
Beyonce for 7-Eleven.
For video of the year. For video of the year.
She's like filmed that on a vlogging camera.
Literally.
I agree.
I would say perhaps even my cover announcement video had a better video.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, maybe not.
Beyonce 7-Eleven, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. T-Swizzle and Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, and Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
You know, okay, so Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar is going to win.
Clearly.
It's VMA fodder.
Right.
It's
She's never won a video of the year.
And this is going to be deserved for this era.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just kind of bored because we all know it's going to happen.
It was just interesting because Bad Blood got nominated for video of the year, but then her video for Blank Space got nominated for female video of the year.
Is your theory that any song that should be up for video of the year should also be up for
if it's that artist
applicable other categories?
Right. I'm like, get what you is mean. This so that they're going to let Beyonce have female video of the
yes.
year, and then they're going to let
what's Beyonce up for female?
7-Eleven, all of it's 7-Eleven.
It's only 7-Eleven, nothing mm-hmm. else from that album. Because that album was 2 years ago, right?
Right. That's well, December ago. 2013.
Okay, well, I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. Do you predict a repeat of what happened with Kanye, I believe, at the 2000...
Oh, my God.
What is
it? Oh, my God, that's what they're setting it up for. I just realized that.
They're 100% letting that be a moment, because they're going to be like, will Kanye? Who will win? Blah, blah, blah. Because if you recall, I mean, not everyone knows the specifics of what actually happened. They just know Kanye stormed the stage and was a dick. But Taylor was up against Beyonce. Taylor
for female video of the year.
For female video of the year.
Right.
And Taylor won.
Yes. With You Belong With Me.
Kanye ran
over
up on stage,
Single Ladies by
said,
Beyonce.
Said, oh my God, this is, you know, Beyonce deserved it, blah, 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 blah.
We know.
And then Beyonce.
Who do you think doesn't know this story?
I don't know if people know the specifics, but I don't know if people know this part. Beyonce won Video of the Year later in the show, came out on stage and said,
of course
when
they know
I
this.
Was younger, I would have wanted my moment or whatever. I don't know what Beyonce
so
said.
She let
and
Taylor...
she let Taylor come out and have her moment.
Yeah.
It was cute.
What if they're going to set this up for Kanye to go interrupt Taylor, and then all of a sudden they bust out into a collab?
I got to go.
So you're not here for
that. I would be hashtag bored. No, Gaga's not performing.
So you're not
going to
be live
tweeting. Is Katie performing?
No.
Then what do we have to look forward to?
I don't know. Maybe Sarah Bareilles will make a surprise appearance.
Oh, my God. You have more of a chance for Katie.
She wants to see you be brave.
You know, Uptown Funk is going to do something. I'm sure they're going to perform.
They're going to play that song again.
For the 80,000th millionth time.
Oh.
So, VMAs, are you excited? No.
I guess, yeah.
I'm not really.
I mean, I'll watch it. I'll live tweet it. You might be hosting a red carpet or something.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't
Did
even
I
know.
Did I go last year?
Yeah. Oh. We were there last year. Yeah. It's in August. Who knows what's happening?
Was there any One Direction going on there?
No. Speaking of One Direction.
Yeah. What's the news?
Louis's gonna be a dad.
Oh, goodness gracious. I
think
saw
he
Simon
took
Cowell.
Being dad as fuck a little too seriously.
No, Simon Cowell confirmed it. So it's like actually happening.
Did you see the Simon Cowell quote?
No, what did it say?
It was like, man up, be, I guess this was an unplanned pregnancy, but at least you're in a position where you can like take care of this child.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I don't care. I gotta say, I feel annoyed by... I like One Direction's music. I'm not into the theatrics of what's been going on this year. Poor Niall, who has to deal with all the drama, because Lord knows he would just rather be on a golf course. Do you follow him on Instagram?
No,
he ever does.
He loves golfing?
Yeah, he's dad as fuck. No, poor Niall, because he has to deal with all these other people doing all these other things in the band. You got Louis with a kid. You got Zayn leaving, but I think, here's my theory, and I think we're going to look back at this and be like, wow, we were all duped. He left for hype. He went and did his own music for hype. And then he's allegedly, he just had his, you know, Naughty Boy. He got in a feud with Naughty Boy.
Yes.
So he cut that tie. So people are ready to accept him back into the band.
He's on Simon's record label.
Right, right. And I bet you anything in the next week or two, we're going to see him out and about with another member from the band. We're going to start seeing them in the studio together or something.
Wow.
And then there's going to be rumors of them all getting back together. And then there's going to be a huge debut at like the Grammys or the something.
Well, I read they're taking next year off because they're hitting the like contract obligations. So like their fifth album or whatever.
I'm just bored of all the theatrics.
Are you?
Adele would never.
What I was going to say, you were saying poor Niall. You know what poor Niall is.
What?
So this UK gay magazine Attitude
yeah.
did the hot, like the 100 hottest male celebrities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poor Niall coming in at number 87.
What? Out of every human ever? I think he's doing okay.
Well, I mean, he was behind all the other boys.
He's ahead of 3 billion people.
And is that how many people there are in the world? Men?
Men, maybe. I don't know. There's like half of them.
So would you put Niall higher?
Out of all the five boys, are we going to rank them right now?
I can tell you how.
A definitive ranking of the One Direction boys.
Including Zayn or not
including Zayn. Because
Zayn.
Lord knows it's just a ploy. He'll be back someday. Hottest. I got to say I'm losing interest in Zayn.
Is it because he's coloring his hair like. Was
he's
like
coming for,
coming
my look,
for
yeah.
you.
And I got to say, well, I'm sure the One Direction fandom's going to drag us accordingly. All I'm going to say is I think Niall is the hottest.
Really?
So, and I'm not going to let the other ones fall where they fall.
I was going to say...
So yes, Niall is the hottest. This magazine did it wrong.
I was going to say Zayn is still the hottest to me. But
Niall will always be the hottest.
I was going to say, did you? I was on his Twitter the other day, and his like cover photo or for his Twitter, it was like him with like cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, the cartoon.
And I was like, people want to come for me for my Twitter layout.
People
Where
come
is
for
the
me?
One Direction fandom?
All I got to say is, when anybody comes for my Twitter layout, I just want to screenshot their own Twitter page and reply with that and be like, girl,
check thyself before thy wreck thyself.
How can you love someone else when you can't love yourself?
When you can't love your Twitter layout.
So fix your own issues before you come for me, okay?
Good news is,
glass
Zane.
Glass houses in glass.
Shouldn't tweet
shouldn't
stones.
Stones.
Shouldn't stone me.
Nope.
The good news is Zane did change it, so people must have dragged accordingly.
Well, okay. He came from the future where he heard this episode of the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Travel back in time.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of things that I would travel back in time to fix, Ariana Grande, do we care?
You would go back and fix that?
I would go and eat all the donuts before she got
Here's
her
my
filthy,
question.
Grubby tongue all over them.
Here's my question. What? Everyone seemed to be more mad that she said, I hate America or I hate Americans. Mm-hmm. But nobody wants to talk about the fact that they were licking donuts.
Yeah, well,
that's a health hazard.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where
As
her mouth has
who
been.
Covets their high-quality, low-licked meat.
Low-licked donuts. This is exactly why I don't get donuts. And
this,
if I ever go to a place...
This is exactly why you don't get
donuts.
Yeah, because
I've
Ariana
had
Grande.
A sneaking
Got
suspicion
it.
That people just walk in there and lick it.
I gotta say, if there were footage of Gaga licking donuts at a local store, I would start the road trip immediately.
You would double-click your lick.
I would double-click that lick.
And you would run right over.
I would put
so
that
what you're saying is you
nutty,
want
a... nutty donut all over my
You
fritter.
Like a nutty donut?
If Gaga licked it, I would.
How do you think she likes a nutty donut? I like a chocolate crescent or a plain donut.
Did you ever go to
Yes.
What? The donut place?
In Jackson.
In Jackson, what's it called?
The best donut place
Hinkley's?
Ever.
Hinkley's. Hinkley's. My dad's obsessed with Hinkley's because I got a mean custard-filled donut.
Yeah, I don't want no friggin' custard, pardon my language, in my donut.
I like a glaze.
I donut want some...
I'm into the glazed donut holes.
No. So, my
because
grandparents' restaurant...
It's the same thing as, like, a chip. I never want the full chip because it feels like I'm eating a full chip, but when I...
Girl, I've seen you eat a whole chip and a whole bag of chips.
Here's how I do it. I take the bag of chips, I crunch them all up. Then you just take a handful. It feels like it's just one chip. Truly,
I wish
it's like
they
10.
Could see the look I'm giving you right
and
now.
That, so I do the same for donuts. I like to eat the donut whole because it feels like, oh, I'm just having a few donut holes.
So you like to eat the whole
Daddy
donut.
Does.
I think you like to eat the whole donut, not the donut hole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you do.
So Katy Perry's trying to buy a convent.
Yes,
of how you
yes,
need to
yes,
go to
yes.
church.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. You haven't heard this?
No. What's going on?
So it's like here in L.A. somewhere. I think it's in like Silver Lake or...
what a strange investment.
Los Feliz or Los Feliz, however you want to say it.
Is she
it.
Going for that Pope vote?
She is trying to buy an 8-acre estate that was originally like a nun's convent. And the nuns are having none of it.
Ah! Yeah. By the grace of God.
Oh, truly. She went in there to try to like smooth things over and be like, I'm going to buy this. I mean, it was like an abandoned building or something. It's not currently in use. Mm. And she went in there and rumor has it that she showed the nuns her Jesus tattoo.
Rumor Willis?
She showed the nuns her Jesus tattoo and also sang Oh, Happy Day from Sister Act to try to win them over.
Oh, my God. Did you see that one? Okay,
Don't raise your hand. I'm sitting right
we
here.
We will get back to this, but did you see that one clip of the wedding, the two women at the wedding doing songs for the bride and groom?
No.
They were, like, performing, and they did, like, covers, but, like, parodies of the covers that had to do with the bride and groom. They did a version of Oh, Happy Day.
They called it Oh, Happy Gay?
No. There was not a gay wedding.
Oh.
Unfortunately. I opened it and it was not, it was straight people and I almost clicked away. Sorry, straight people. You know I have a problem with accepting you.
Continue. You want to go back to Katy?
Yeah, let's go back to Katy. Oh, Happy Day. Thoughts on Sister Act becoming a TV show?
What?
You didn't know about this?
No.
Or maybe they're doing a remake, but somebody recently told me it was
you
a TV
just
show.
Like dream things and then make it up.
It's very likely.
Speaking of Katy Perry's left shark.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that shark attack in South Africa?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, did you really watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. All I saw was Lady Gaga tweet about it, so I knew that it was important.
It is.
Speaking of Lady Gaga, let's go back to my
tweeted
toothbrush.
Something about Dorinda, too.
Oh, my God. She's She's lost her mind. She's lost her marbles.
She's supposed to be planning a wedding right now, and she's just hanging out on Twitter.
All I gotta say is,
do they have a date for the wedding?
No, because I haven't gotten an invite.
Oh!
What would you do if I got an invite and I got a plus one?
I would murder all of your friends.
Would you want to go?
And I would so go with you.
Okay.
And I would call up a stylist, like, and I would have them do me right, do me tight.
A meat tux?
I would wear a corset. Just a corset in my pumps.
Okay. You've had it.
And I would be as free as my hair.
What's the situation about the surfer? What happened? He was surfing and then a shark got him?
Almost. No, he escaped without a cut, a bruise, a scratch.
So did he punch this shark?
Yeah. And then it was like pulling him under, and then the cord, you know, have you ever surfed?
Cordova Street?
Have you ever surfed?
Yes.
You know the cord that hooks from your ankle to the board?
Yes.
They were dragging him under, and then the cord snapped, and he came up.
Well, that's what happens when you go in somebody else's home. People should not throw a stone
in
somebody's glass ocean. Respect the water.
Did you know sand is just like little tiny pieces of glass? Does that fuck you up?
Do you have proof of this?
Yeah.
Show me the receipts.
Science.
Show me the sand receipts.
Science.
What's your favorite science?
Oh, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Okay.
Wait. Speaking of telling people to shut up.
Yeah. Are you going to tell me to shut up right now?
Yeah. Okay. Tyler, shut up. Speaking of people telling people to shut up.
Just shut up. Shut up. What's that song?
What
song is that?
Tired of being wrong. Shut up. If you know this song, please tweet it to us.
Yeah.
I think it's like a pussycat doll.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, what are you about to shut up?
Did you see that woman who yelled at that kid in her diner?
Oh, my God, I loved it.
I would like to talk to you about this.
Let's talk about it.
Do you think it's appropriate to tell? Okay, so the backstory
is. Here's my stance. I hate children.
Wow.
Drag me.
Two-year-old?
As somebody who used to be one, I regret it.
Yeah, truly.
I regret every act I did.
There was, long story short.
Tantrum I threw.
There was a woman who owns a diner in Portland, Oregon.
Marcy's Diner.
Yes.
Her name is Marcy.
Her name's not Marcy.
Oh, she's not.
And there was a child screaming for like an hour straight in the diner, and the woman had asked them to leave. They didn't leave. The kid kept crying. The woman finally slammed her hands on the counter of the diner and pointed at the kid and said, "This needs to stop. Shut up."
Oh, my God.
And then
I applaud that woman.
Do you?
Yeah. Fuck children who scream, but don't actually do that. Don't. All I'm saying is I hate them. Don't actually engage in any type of relations. I gotta go!
Would you tell a kid to shut up? You know when we were flying like a week ago.
Oh my God. Well, I was knocked out.
You were in the front of the plane. I was in the back of the plane, and there was a 4-hour flight. Maybe this is why this story is ringing so near and dear to me. There was a kid who just screamed on my flight for 4 hours straight, and like the parents did. I think the parents could have done more. I mean, I'm not a parent.
Well, here is what that woman had to say.
And the kid was, I will say, the kid was 4. He seemed old enough to not be acting crazy on a plane. It's not even like there were snakes on that plane.
Wait, let's play what she had to say.
Oh, you're going to play it.
Mm-hmm. So here is the clip of what the woman had to say when she yelled at the child. Decide for yourself, is she right or wrong?
What I said was, I slammed my hands on the said, "This needs to stop," meaning her screaming, and I pointed at her, and she looked at me, and she stopped, and her parents said, "Are you screaming at a child?" And she said,
"Queen! Yes, I am!
I love her impression of the mother.
Are you screaming at a child?
So this was a big thing, and like the people were like talking about it, and like you were telling me that you thought that they thought that the parents would be, a lot more people would be on the parent side.
Right. I went to this diner's Facebook page, and trust me when I tell you a lot more people were on the diner owner's side.
Well, I gotta say, as somebody who thinks all children should just shut up.
Wow.
Name a child that shouldn't.
Franklin the Turtle.
He is. In canon, he's 22.
He's 20. What's canon?
Like,
I literally have no idea what you're saying.
He's 22 years. No, I'm kidding.
He's 6.
Is he?
We read it.
Franklin.
Oh my God. He's a 6-year-old turtle.
God dang it. I searched Franklin age and I got Benjamin Franklin. He's 84.
Benjamin Franklin is dead.
At age of death.
Thank you.
Turtle. Franklin turtle.
Newsflash. Benjamin Franklin is dead. Tyler, you don't need to look this up. He's 6.
No, you're just saying that there were 6 seasons of the show.
No, honey. Franklin the turtle is 6.
Get me out of this Franklin conversation.
Please do.
Okay, so Corey, before we go, I feel like now that Louis has a child that we need to shut up, because Lord knows that child won't know how to.
Oh.
Let's name that child. Go.
Ferdinand.
What was that?
Ferdinand.
Oh, Ferdinand.
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand Tomlinson?
Ferdinand Jesus Tomlinson.
I like the ring to it.
What about you?
I would have to go with Franklin.
Franklin Ferdinand
Franklin?
Tomlinson.
No, no middle name.
Oh.
Or Franklin Roomba Tomlinson.
Yes.
Franklin Roomba Tomlinson.
The real story here is, how do you think Harry feels?
It's too soon / too late.
Larry.
I'm not about that. I'm not even diving into that. Do you believe in Larry? We gotta go. Before I even answer that, we gotta go. If you like this episode, subscribe. How can people subscribe?
They go and they click subscribe.
Wow, so easy. And Corey, where can they find you if they want to find you?
They can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Tumblr, on YouTube.
Okay.
Corey,
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
There's lots of places. Okay.
And if you want to find me, Tyler Oakley. And I think you guys should let us know what baby name you think Louis should have with the hashtag Louis baby name.
Yeah, that's good.
Louis baby name.
Give me
let
that.
Us know.
Louis baby name.
Make them good, okay?
Oh, speaking of babies that make.
What?
Louis's baby's gonna make.
Oh, Lord knows.
Lord knows.
She's gonna change that diaper.
Is she
okay.
The godmother?
Oh my god. Yes! Oh my god, what if that's the godmother? No, it's probably gonna be like
Ferdinand Lord Thomas.
The godmother, Lord knows, is probably gonna be like Ed Sheeran.
Or Harry.
Probably Ed Harry.
Or Simon Cowell.
We gotta go. Okay, bye!
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.